This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for the Asian Pacific, Joel Haggard, says Chinese consumers continue to grow their appetite for U.S. beef, but COVID-zero policies have impacted demand in China, Haggard says, because people can't travel and must stay home.
It restricts their mobility. I would say the largest impact has been on restaurants. In these lockdowns, restaurants often are told to shut down, and then that takes out that food service component from demand. Now, a lot of that's been made up from retail purchases. You see record beef imports this year into China. So overall demand has been resilient, but we'd love to have everything open.
Because of the lockdowns, Haggard says food service has gotten creative.
In terms of e-commerce and delivery, China is one of the most advanced in the world. They got the fantastic tech there, built out the supply chains for like e-commerce out beyond the top tier cities into the fifth tier cities. So we now have much larger supply chain network for our products to make it out into even the smaller fourth and fifth tier towns.
While these lockdowns have hindered the ability of the U.S. to sell as many pounds of beef as they'd like to China, Haggard says there's still a lot of demand out there.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.